welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. I'm here with my doctor, Dr. Sherwood, and we are here for a 2023 opener, our first show of the year. We've been doing shows for years now, and I'm so excited to welcome you back, Dr. Sherwood. Thanks for joining me.
Oh, Happy New Year, Mel. It's great to see you. You're getting younger every year. Good job.
Well, that's because I'm working with you, and not just that's working right. with you. I want everyone to understand. See, I talk a lot about Dr. Sherwood, and he has an amazing practice and great telehealth because I'm not in the same state, but I get sick. Who do I call? Dr. Sherwood. And I got sick on the road in Tulsa. I got the flu and immediately called Dr. Sherwood's office. I talked to them. I told them what I had. We did a little telehealth. Boom. They called the pharmacy. The pharmacist came to the hotel and brought me what I needed. And then there was so much follow-up and so much care from that day, a couple hours getting calls to the next day, to even the next week to make sure I was okay from his office. So I wanted to talk, because my experience was so good, a little bit about your telehealth program so that people know out there, people are starting to go through, you know, it's flu season, it's the winter, all that. What is the telehealth program? You've helped me, but I want everyone out there to know that Dr. Sherwood is not just an amazing doctor, as well as his wife, but they are really on top of it when it comes to this.
When people join our practice and become part of our community, it's a relationship. We care about you. And we want to be great doctors, but I'll tell you, Mel, we want to be better people. And part of being a good person is really giving a damn about somebody. You know, it's not just prescribing them medication and getting them on their way. So, you know, we want to be that person, be the help, be the ones that can, sort of help solve the problem. And we communicate. Every person is different. Every situation is different. That's why it's not just one size fit all. And I think that's what makes what we do a little more special.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny because I did the telehealth, and then I talked to Dr. Michelle, his wife. They're both doctors. And then I talked to a person in your office. You have a great staff there. And then I was pleasantly surprised that I got calls a couple hours later. Then I got a call the next day. Then a few days later, your office called me again. And, you know, this is not happening anymore. We are dealing with a time where customer service is no good. A lot of these telehealth things are kind of AI based and very, you don't really talk to a person after the initial, 15 minutes, which you took an hour with me, but which you do when you have to. But it's really nice to feel like we're staying with the old model of your health matters, you matter, and we're not going to pass it off to some kind of AI or customer service thing. We're here to help you through it. And I think that's really the best part about joining Sherwood, your practice and becoming a telehealth client is you do have a real relationship.
Well, that's very important to point out, because people that are listening right now need to understand what I'm getting ready to say. The whole system is going towards AI eventually. It's going to be eventually, and this is going to happen. People are going to go into an office somewhere that's got maybe one person sitting behind a bulletproof glass, and they're going to sit in a booth and they're going to strap themselves down and get blood and get their machines to spit out pharmaceuticals like candy. That's going to happen, and it's already going that direction. So we don't believe that that's healing. We believe that's automation, and we believe automation is tied to profitability. And when profitability is tied to patient care, that is not healing at all. So we want to reverse all that and build a relationship with people. And we're going to continue to stick by our guns and do things right based upon the heart and caring attitude that really we all should have.
Yeah. And people have to understand, a lot of these executive orders on biometrics and biochemistry and all of this stuff that have been passed, that is what they are. They are to actually weed out and stop personal healthcare and turn it towards AI. And then that AI is also a data mine. And you know, your data is shared, your blood tests are shared. You may not know it. There are many companies involved. Sticking with a hometown, good, solid, old school doctor and practice is going to become harder and harder. So really, we have to really look at the whole restructuring of the medical industry and what we've learned over COVID, and find that team, minus Dr. Sherwood and his wife, but find that team that we trust and we can get on the phone and we know is not sharing our data, is there for us, we're not part of some kind of government apparatus once we, you know, dare, you know, get any tests. So it's really important people understand that, I think, Dr. Sherwood. They don't really, I don't know if people fully get, they're hearing about the central bank digital currency. They're hearing about the GPT chat. They're not hearing how much billions of dollars is being put into taking the human element out of healthcare.
Well, what's going to happen is, and I'll just break it down for people just very briefly so they'll get it. It's an easy sell because people are going to say, well, geez, I don't want to have to go pay to come into a doctor. I'd rather have the doctor just read on the screen what's going on and have them tell me what I need. And on the same token, they're going to say for the CBDC, central bank and digital currency, they're going to say, well, hey, let's take away the ability to traffic kids. Let's take away the ability to traffic drugs and let's take away the armed robbery because there's no cash around. And this is going to be an easy sell and it's going to be implanted under the skin. It's already there and it's already in some countries. There's test models and they've kind of eased us into this with AI technology with, you know, our Apple watches, all the technology we have. Not that technology is all bad, but know that every time we develop something new, it has the ability to use it for good purposes or evil purposes. And this is clearly slanting over towards evil and nefarious purposes. And we just got to be aware of that.
Yeah. And a lot of it has to do with how valuable is your data, your biochemistry, your biometric data, your blood. This is the future. Actually, I spoke to somebody, a banker, that has a new client that is, this is their, what they're going to be doing. Medical data, you know, compiling and selling of everyone's data. It's a big business. Data is replacing oil because that was the plan. And we got to make sure that we maintain human contact and our connection with God and real people because they have the whole metaverse. They're going to have the whole metaverse medical system. So, you know, I just wanted to encourage everyone, if you are right now without a doctor, you have bad experiences during COVID, Dr. Sherwood is the real deal and will never go there and will never share your data and isn't looking to make a profit off of you. He's looking to heal you and help you because Dr. Sherwood, what you deal with the most is preemptive health. You don't wait. You don't want your clients, once you're a client of Dr. Sherwood, he doesn't want his clients to get sick. He wants to make sure that they're healthy and don't get sick. So talk a little bit about, you know, preemptive healthcare.
Well, I want to make sure that I have all the data. Let's take the upside of this. You know, we do obtain genetic data, but we do it and can do it under alias. In other words, we don't have the ability to, and we don't use it in America because I'm anti DNA American all the way. Don't do that because they'll sell your data. But we get DNA, we get great comprehensive blood tests that, you know, both you and Rob have been through. And we want to get all the information we can historically and currently to provide a future pathway to give you what I call health sovereignty. Let's call it what it is. And let's call it health resilience because people around have this fictitious thing called healthcare insurance, which really is not. It pays when you're sick. Do we need that? I suppose for sort of catastrophic occurrences. But the bottom line is I want people to keep their deductibles in their pocket. I want them to save their money and quit spending money needlessly on sickness. Sickness is more expensive than being well. We were sharing you guys before we came live. You know, the only day you don't exercise is the day you're dead. The only day you don't eat healthy is the day you're dead. And you can't save America unless you learn to look at yourself in the mirror and sort of save yourself. It's like the old airline analogy. Who do you put the oxygen mask on first? Yourself. Because many people have got that completely backwards. So we want to give people empowerment so they know how to do that and stay well for the long term.
Yeah, and I want people to know, we did, Rob and I, when we first started working with Dr. Sherwood in his practice a couple years ago, we did our blood tests, and this was the most comprehensive blood test, but it looked into our DNA, our background, what we were at risk for, our cholesterol, every single thing, way more than I've ever gotten at any doctor ever. And you don't need to be in Tulsa or where I'm in New York. He can prescribe the blood test anywhere, and then he goes through it with you for an hour, which I'm going to do again because it's been a while and I want to see where I'm at now. But it also he's also looked at my body fat and hormones and all of this. There's just so much that can be done to make sure you don't get sick. And I think that that's been left out because of the big pharma and medical industrial complex money-making model. And it's really helped me incredibly. So can you talk a little bit? I want people to understand the hormone program that you have, because not enough people pay attention to this until it's way past the time when they should have. And then they're being thrown stuff and they don't know what's going on. And it's really important to be, you know, again, preemptive in that realm too.
In every person that we look at and every person we get involved in, it's like a 500 piece jigsaw puzzle thrown on the table. And we try to put all the corner pieces together and all the edges and fill in the gaps through testing data, lifestyle adjustments, plan adjustment, et cetera, to create the picture of health that the person is supposed to be. Hormones is a piece of that. And most people think of hormones as driving libido, losing weight, blah, blah, blah. And those would be true to a point. But we should never underestimate the power of hormone presence under the context of our immune system. Why did older people have such difficulties with viruses that were in our world and in our environment? Why do young people have more resilience? Part of that is because of hormone presence, and you have to maintain that. Our hormone presence has an integral part and parcel in functionality of our immune system. And so nuts and bolts of that is when we have good hormones presence, our immune system works well, and we can actually fight off, defend, and create good adaptive immunity towards all these viral variants that we're facing now and we're going to face in the future.
Yeah, and you have a lot of protocols for that. You also have protocols for a full body kind of rejuvenation detox. You have great deals right now out there that are, again, it's a lot cheaper to be healthy and prepare and get your immune system well than to be sick and end up, having to go through whatever you would have to go through after the fact. So you put together a great package. What is the Jumpstart program for your health, your immunity, and starting off 2023 strong and in the right direction?
The word of the day is action. People today are talking so darn much and they're not taking any action steps. It is time to act instead of talk. Faith without works is dead. And so I want people to take action. If you really care about your health like we do, you take action. You jump in there. We've got a 2-week detox process. It's a 2-week jump start. I call it a kick in the butt, call it a kick in the backside, call it a shove in the right direction, whatever you want to call it. We need this. And I'm encouraging people to go over right now and get that done. If you're looking for a little longer term plan, like 120 days, we have that lined out for you as well. And you can work with us if you want to. But these are laid out there for everybody. I mean, everybody to take advantage of and benefit so that they can have at least somewhere to stand. You know, you got to start somewhere. This is the first step.
Yeah. And additionally to that, what you also do is you do a seminar and it's free and you can go there and you can learn a lot about many of the different options, but also Dr. Sherwood and his wife, Dr. Michelle, they go through a lot of just practical ways to keep your health going. Very important sleep and hydration and all of that. Talk a little bit about your seminars. People have gotten so much out of it, and you know, you might not want to jump in and do this, but after you watch Dr. Sherwood and also their relationship and how they communicate, it's really the first step. So talk a little bit about how people can find that and sign up and watch the seminars and kind of feel like, you know, this is the path I should be on.
Well, we call those kind of a personalized plan or a plan that is created for that person's individual needs and where they are. We've got those jumpstart plans we talked about just previously, but every month, twice a month, we have free seminars. And yes, I said free. We don't charge anybody anything. And Dr. Michelle and I, you know, I call her my prime rib, not my spare rib. But, you know, when you register for these unique health plans, we'll go through all our health processes for you. And you can kind of see how we interact, see what we think like and how we philosophize everything. And when we do that, we give people an opportunity from that free webinar. And you can see it right there to register now. You can do that. And we give people an opportunity to schedule with us a remote or live consult. And so we get into your business, so to speak, at that point and really customize something that's really amazing for you. Taking everything we talked about, we did that for you and Rob, and it's a fascinating process.
Changed our lives.
Yeah, it's very good. And I want to give people the best, let's call it what? I mean, freedom. We're fighting for our freedom, but you can't fight for freedom if you haven't learned to obtain health freedom, freedom from that system that's trying to destroy you and control you.
Yeah. You know, I'm here in New York City and they are really pushing the COVID again. We have now all these kiosks on the corner. That's big business, folks, big business, these contracts. And New York City is, if it's happening here, it's coming to you. We also have, they're talking about upticks in the new variant. They're talking about that there's now, everywhere you look in New York, there's these kiosks. They're actually watching us, but people don't really always get that. They think it's an ad. They're all from the city of New York or the state of New York telling you to get your next booster. What are you seeing on this front? You and I have always discussed they're going to bring it back. I'm seeing please wear your mask at different places again in New York. I mean, right now it's not mandatory, but the woman that's running New York, it will be. So what are your take on what you're watching as they try to roll back out the control mechanism known as COVID-19?
Well, two things. One thing that people need to understand, and then two, what people need to anticipate. People need to understand, Mel, that right now, you know, you've got facial recognition and all this technology that is out there, right? You can walk through the airport, walk near a building, they know who you are, where you are. So that is there. They already know us. They already know the people that are going to resist. The second thing to understand and really anticipate is this. They tried once before to mandate a lot of things, and a lot of us Americans and people around the world, they unwittingly bought into it because they thought, well, maybe it is bad, right? It's not going to work that way this time. And they know it. So they're trying to ease us into this, coaxing us, pushing us, drifting us into this. Oh my goodness, there's all these cases and we're just going to get overwhelmed again. And they're trying to shift us that way subtly. We must be aware of that and show some wisdom and not respond in a way that's negative and not react to that. We can't buckle into that. It's about choice. You and I have the choice every day to walk in front of a car or not, to eat a cheeseburger or a salad, to exercise or not, to go drink a whole bottle of wine or have one glass, to take a shot or not. That's the beauty of America. And it's incumbent upon us to preserve that and fight for that. And that means to be aware of their tactics and not be fooled by them one bit.
Right. And again, really your immune system, there's a lot of things that you can get for your immune system that are cheap and effective, including zinc and quercetin and other things. What should people have in their medicine cabinet and on hand? I know you have a whole protocol. I just wanted to talk about a couple of the actual products that are really helpful right now. Vitamin D, what should people have at home right now?
Well, in ours, and people got their preferences, we created immune support packs with 14 of those different nutrients in it.
I just kind of
gave it away, right? For people from a profitability standpoint, there's none there for us, but it's got some high potency dosages more than most out there. But it's vitamin A, you know, you need some Bs, you need some Cs, you need some Ds, you need some zinc, quercetin, elderberry, N-acetylcysteine. Those things as a nutshell are going to help promote the units of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and even fatty acids that support the immune system functionality within the body. The immune system is misnomer out there is we don't want to upregulate it. We want to equip it. When you equip it, it's able to fight. To upregulate it, it means it's in a fight. I want to equip it. I want to give my military plenty of armaments to go out there and kick some tail and take some names, right? And that's what nutrients do. We don't want to make our military go fight unless they need to. But if they need to, I need them to be very effective. So that's why those nutrients are important.
Yeah. And that brings us to Dr. Sherwood and I, as usual, will be in Nashville with the Reawaken America Tour at the end of the month. So you can go to themelkayshow.com and go to Reawaken America Tour. Get in touch with them. Tell them Mel Kay sent you. You can name your price. You can get a VIP pass. You can even there's like a lottery right now for it to come meet us. Dr. Sherwood and I are very available there. He goes out there, gives hugs, shakes hands. So we really have to talk just for a minute about what's upcoming in 2023, what the fight is, what we're fighting for. The stakes are very high. A lot of people are being distracted. There's a lot of chaos. But Dr. Sherwood has been on the front lines. Not only is he a doctor, but he's a super patriot, and he's probably the strongest person I've ever met. So he gets up there fearlessly and leads the charge to protect our sovereignty, our freedom, our liberty, and our country. So, Dr. Sherwood, a little bit on your thoughts of 2023 going forward in the fight for America.
We need more leaders. We need more influencers to grow more leaders and grow more influencers. We don't need a massive number of people. We need the right people. And Mel, these events are about equipping the right people with the right heart, the right information, the right mindset, and the right community to go forward. Our country is not dead as long as there are patriots that are alive. You know, I think of Mel Gibson, you know, as he was riding up and down that line on that horse in that movie, yeah. Braveheart, saying freedom, you know, and it's all about really freedom, isn't it? You know, we can't misunderstand that freedom does not come without paying a price. Our forefathers fought and died. Our military fought and died so we could have the choices we talked about a couple minutes ago. So I encourage everyone to go register and get to that conference in Nashville. We've got to do that because it's a unique experience. If you've never been, you need to, because it's not what you think. It's not a bunch of conspiracy theorists. These are a bunch of patriots that want to equip people to go out there and fight and win.
Yeah, and also people have to remember there's a big push to make us not get together. You know, this is not the metaverse, the 15-minute city, they're going to be taking a lot of land to get, you know, people into environments that are fully track traced and controlled. And we got to remember, together we succeed. And I know a lot of people through church or synagogue or recovery or whatever, they find peace and strength and love in fellowship and showing up to events where there are other people that are like-minded, that are welcoming your opinion, your ideas, your wherewithal. Because like Dr. Sherwood said, him and I are both out there. We've been out there for a long time. We go, we meet patriots. We meet people that love God and country. We meet a lot of people that don't even know why they're there, but they know that they want to be around like-minded people and feel like they're part of something. And we have an open tent to everyone. Lots of action steps there, but you have to take the first step. Dr. Sherwood's main thing is always, if you don't take the first step and you don't take action, nothing changes. And like he said, we also need other patriots that are willing to get out there and be influencers and do shows like we do, and be it a doctor or somebody like me who used to be in the media and is now in this battle, on this battleground. You know, we welcome you all, and please just come, even if you don't know what it is, to get some information, because I'll tell you, it is a celebration of God and country and community and fellowship and love and our future and our children. Dr. Sherwood, any last words for the folks as we get back on the front lines, walking the battle for God and country?
Well, I look forward to working with people, Mel, and I'm always honored and very appreciative and humbled to be on your show, and most of all, to be a friend of you and Rob. And I encourage people to embrace and follow this show and all the great guests you have on. And then I look forward to meeting people out there in Nashville or wherever, because, hey, it's always worth a good mask-free, social distancing, violating hug, you know, right?
I know. So,
no care about it in the world, man. Love makes the world go round, and community is what keeps love alive. So let's keep sharing some love and sharing some hope.
Great. And you know, become strong from the inside out. And that includes a lot of Dr. Sherwood's protocols have to do with having energy, being healthy, getting out there. Don't back down. You know, everyone's got to stand up, show up, and be their best self in 2023. Dr. Sherwood, where can everyone find you?
Go to sherwood.tv/Mel K. I want to know where you came from, because it helps me move you from point A to point B. So make sure to point out you heard from us from Mel K, because that tells me what you know, and I can move you from point A to point D a whole lot faster.
Awesome. Thank you so much, sir. And I will see you on the front lines. God bless you, and God bless America, and God bless everyone watching. 2023 will be a great year. Do not fret. We are winning, and we will continue to win. Thank you so much, Dr. Sherwood.
You're welcome.